Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation with democracy at work. We've already completed round six, ballot number six of the struggle to name a Speaker of the House. No majority. And there are still 20 Republican votes that are going to somebody not named Kevin McCarthy. All those votes now going to Byron Donalds, who, believe it or not, is a first-term representative. He's only been in the House of Representatives for 2 years. And all of a sudden, they decided not to be supporting Jim Jordan anymore, and the blockheads, people in the bloc, as it is called, who are just basically anyone but Kevin. And now, the anyone but Kevin could conceivably go to Hakeem Jeffries. All of these previous five votes, they're about to start their sixth. All of these previous five votes, Hakeem Jeffries has gotten all the Democrats in the House of Representatives. That's 212 people. He needs six other votes, and he is the Speaker. Now, it's unlikely that any Republicans are going to vote for the gentleman from Brooklyn. By the way, one of the coincidences, and American life is very strange, but actually Hakeem Jeffries and Byron Donalds, who got 20 votes to be the Speaker of the House, the Republican candidate, he's a Republican from Florida, he's a black Republican, he grew up in the same Brooklyn neighborhood, Crown Heights, Brooklyn, as Hakeem Jeffries, and basically is from New York City, so we would have either way if Byron Donalds. Now, Byron Donalds is not going to be the Speaker of the House. I mean, again, the idea of having a first-termer, somebody who's just completed his first term and just got reelected, having him as Speaker is very, very unusual. Right now, what people are saying is at some point or another, they're going to give it another try, apparently with Kevin McCarthy. After that, people are talking about Steve Scalise, who might be a more acceptable candidate, getting those 15 votes that are necessary from the, and it's not even the Freedom Caucus, because many of the leaders of the Freedom Caucus are people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Jim Jordan are enthusiastically supporting Kevin McCarthy. By the way, Donald Trump is enthusiastically supporting Kevin McCarthy. The headline from The Hill, former President Trump called on House Republicans to unite behind House Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican California, for the speakership, announcing early today that he is standing by McCarthy despite opposition from some hardline members of the party. Trump said in a Truth Social post that some really good conversations were held Tuesday night. Oh, I'll bet. Really good conversations. And all House Republicans should vote for McCarthy. Close the deal and take the victory, Trump said. He's right. This is exactly what I was talking about yesterday, was that Trump could actually build on his own campaign momentum and impress some people who are not normally impressed with Trump if he could somehow bring this party together and get people to do the right thing and elect a Speaker of the House. The idea, by the way, that this is somehow even a mystery that it's gotten so far is bizarre when you think about the fact that they had a vote. They put forward a nominee to be the next speaker, and the Republicans voted on that when they had a meeting of the Republican caucus where all the Republicans voted, and they voted 188-31. To back McCarthy. And the idea that right now they are still resisting Kevin McCarthy. The one thing that is most striking to me about this, let me finish. President Trump, in his Truth Social, he put in all capital letters, so you know that that is the important part. He said, Republicans, do not turn a great triumph into a giant and embarrassing defeat. It's time to celebrate. You deserve it. Kevin McCarthy will do a good job and maybe even a great job. Just watch! Exclamation point. Well, the whole world is watching, and that is part of the problem with this thing. It is not something that is making the Republican Party look good. By the way, if you think that this is a great credit, what is going on to the Republican Party, and it makes you more likely to support Republicans when they come up for re-election 2 years from now in 2024, it makes you more likely to support the Republicans than the Democrats, or than as many people will think, just to stay home because the whole thing is so dysfunctional. They write over at Hotline, a writer named Zach Weiss writes, Albert Einstein once said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Kevin McCarthy hasn't caught on to this. Though McCarthy stood for 3 speaker votes yesterday, failing to get the necessary 218 votes each time. For the first 2 votes, 19 Republicans voted against him. Come the third ballot, there were 20. Even if Republicans do unite behind a single candidate within the next 24 hours, the ill feelings are unlikely to go away anytime soon. Representative-elect Bob Good, Republican Virginia, is a useful case in point. McCarthy backed former Representative Denver Riggleman. Denver Riggleman is an interesting guy, and he is, again, somebody who is not in the Republican mainstream particularly. I thought he was interesting because he had an interest in Bigfoot. But in any event, he was backed in the 2020 GOP primary against Good, and the congressman-elect who ended up ousting Riggleman was among the 19 House Republicans who voted against McCarthy on every ballot yesterday. McCarthy and the rest of the GOP conference should perhaps think of another famous expression before they continue with their divisive antics. An elephant never forgets. And voters might not either. And what exactly is being accomplished here? Let me go back for just a moment. Because people are talking about 100 years ago, they had a situation where it took them 9 ballots to elect a speaker. In 1855, it took 133 ballots. You know why it took so many ballots in 1855? First of all, because the Republican Party was brand new. It's the very first time in the elections of 1854 that there were candidates on the ballot anywhere who had the name Republican attached to their names on the ballots. And the Republicans actually did spectacularly well. They did better than the Democrats. They did better than the Know-Nothings, who had also elected 40 members of Congress. They elected 103 members of Congress. So they were very, very close to being able to elect a speaker. But they couldn't do it because they were arguing about the issue of slavery. It was actually about the issue of slavery in the territories. One of the things that Lincoln believed in, and it already enunciated, was that the key thing about slavery was to stop its spread. That if slavery didn't spread, if you kept it out of new states and new territories, like California and like potentially Nebraska and Kansas, if you kept slavery away from those places, that it would eventually die out. The economic pressures would cause it to die out. And the issue of slavery is obviously monumental. It was the biggest issue during the first 100 years of our independence, by far. You could say that racial justice is still the biggest issue in the United States. Many people believe that. But the fact is that it was important. The differences were important. Here is my question for anybody. And by the way, if you have an answer to this, feel free to call. What the hell is the difference between Kevin McCarthy and Byron Donalds? They have identical voting records. What are we fighting about here, other than just personal ambition and old grudges? We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show, they are just getting ready for round six. Number of votes for Kevin McCarthy has actually gone down. I think he had one fewer vote. He was at the last round. He had 201 votes. So that leaves him 17 votes away from being named Speaker of the House. Of course, there are 435 House members normally. Right now, one of them died in Richmond, Virginia, so there are 434. And they're all participating. There was one member of Congress who voted present in the last election. So, but that still means that in order to win, McCarthy needs to get those 218 votes. Will he get it by the end of the day? Well, the reporting right now is that they're going to vote one more time. They're going to do round six and then adjourn. And what does that mean? That means they will go through some very, very heavy conversations. And one of the things that has been coming up has been the name of Steve Scalise. Steve Scalise is the whip in the Republican Party, in the Republican Party in the House, and has been for a while. People remember him because he was wounded and then came back gallantly because he was shot during that baseball game practice when they were scheduling, they were preparing for the Republicans versus Democrats baseball game, which is always a fundraiser for charity and always a great thing until a fanatic leftist, a guy who was a Bernie bro, was a supporter, strong supporter of Bernie Sanders for basically president of the United States, or Leninist dictator in his case. But in any event, where that individual just started shooting at Republicans. And it's an act of terrorism. There's another act of terrorism there. People have just been arrested. It was one that knocked out power on Christmas Day to 15,000 people here in the Seattle-Tacoma area. And wait till you hear about the people who perpetrated that. It's amazing. But the question now becomes, okay, so what happens if they adjourn, if Kevin McCarthy falls short again? There are people now who are in the McCarthy camp who are actually talking about maybe McCarthy stepping aside in behalf of his loyal deputy, Steve Scalise. And interestingly, they just put out from Steve Scalise's office, I'm holding it here in my hand, a press release with which says, "I hope you enjoy the Christmas and holiday season and are preparing to ring in the new year with your friends and family. As you know, we have a lot of work ahead of us next year as we begin to get our country back on the right track." And he has a whole list of bills and actions that he wants the Congress to take. And it sounds like people could pick up this list and say, well, this is better than simply arguing forever about who is going to be speaker, especially when there are no crucial issues involved. If you can name one, and you can name what these holdouts you think are defending, especially after what today Lauren Boebert spoke, she was nominating Byron to be the Byron Daniels to be the Donalds, pardon me, Byron Donalds to be the candidate for speaker, the candidate that would get those 20 votes of the holdouts of the rebels of the recalcitrant GOP members. But would they be able to soften some of those 20, enough of those 20, if they turn from Kevin McCarthy to Steve Scalise? And it is unclear. And because they already have negotiated, apparently, a great many procedural agreements with the people who are objecting to Kevin McCarthy. And they thought they had an agreement, and that got Kevin McCarthy fairly annoyed. Marjorie Taylor Greene said this in a tweet. And again, it's a remarkable moment when Marjorie Taylor Greene becomes a voice of common sense. but that seems to be the situation. She tweeted, 203 Republicans are ready to vote to fire the 87,000 IRS agents Biden and the Democrats hired to target everyday Americans. Actually, they aren't hired yet. They were just authorized to be hired in the future. But 19 are holding the country hostage and preventing us from doing our job for the people. It's time to elect Kevin McCarthy as Speaker and get to work. And this has been offered by Mike Huckabee, whose daughter was just elected governor of Arkansas. Mike Huckabee writes, the tiny group of GOP tots having a tantrum over Kevin McCarthy have made their point, but it's time to quit holding the whole country hostage with these dead-end tactics. Some of the holdouts are friends and people I supported, but enough. Vote Kevin McCarthy and do your job. And if Mike Huckabee wasn't a former pastor, he probably would have had to do your blankety blankety blank job. Because, again, it clearly is the public sentiment, and it clearly is what is almost surely going to be the conclusion of this entire matter. It is hard to imagine that they're going to be able, and I'll tell you why. Because if, for instance, they're able to knock out Kevin McCarthy, these 20 rebels, and it's not the Freedom Caucus, many of the leaders of the Freedom Caucus are supporting Kevin McCarthy. If they are rewarded for this kind of recalcitrance and this kind of obstructionism, then it sends an incredibly poor message coming to us ahead. We are going to be speaking coming up to Michael Goodwin, who is a very conservative columnist for the New York Post. He has a new column, Grow Up, House GOP Must Stop This Madness Over Speaker and Go After Biden. What's the best way to do that? After Kevin McCarthy has just lost his fifth ballot, the sixth ballot coming up may be the last for today, but it probably won't be the last before they get to a new speaker. We'll be speaking coming up to Michael Goodwin. We'll also be talking about another new study that says that Americans are having fewer friends, less sex, less satisfying social lives, and are less happy than ever before. What the heck is going on? It's not all the fault of the House of Representatives, but the House is not helping right now. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
Save us from the madness.
It's the Michael MedVed Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Northern California is preparing for another strong weather system to arrive today that is expected to bring dangerous winds up to 50 miles an hour. Sean DeGuzman with the California Department of Water Resources says the snowpack in recent days is a good thing.
Our snowpack is actually off to one of its best start in the past 40 years. However, that doesn't mean we're out of the woods quite yet.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy lost his bid for the speakership on the first three rounds of voting Tuesday. Voting will continue today until someone gets a majority of votes. Keep in mind, the House cannot start regular business until a speaker is elected. Representative-elect Byron Donalds of Florida is putting his support behind Jim Jordan from Ohio.
Leader McCarthy doesn't have the votes. It's pretty apparent off the first two ballots. And so at that point, then you have to start considering alternatives if he cannot get there. I think Jim would actually make a tremendous speaker.
Lance Fry, USA News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved show, they are about to open up the balloting on the sixth ballot with no sign of a break in one direction or another. In the House of Representatives, with them attempting to select a speaker so they can actually do something else. The House, people talk about a do-nothing government. The House is not allowed to do anything until they elect a speaker first. Michael Goodwin, a columnist for the New York Post and a contributor to Fox News, wrote an outstanding column this morning under the headline, Grow Up, House GOP Must Stop This Madness Over Speaker and Go After Biden. Michael, congratulations on the piece. Weren't you a little bit surprised to see that with President Trump sort of getting up off the bench and saying that he strongly supports Kevin McCarthy and urging his fellow Republicans and his fellow MAGA Republicans to go ahead and back McCarthy, that had no impact on the 20 people who were the Never Kevins. And why not?
Good afternoon, Michael. Look, I think that was, it did seem when it first came out that the president had done that, I thought that would move the needle.
Me
but
too.
As to say, it didn't do anything. I'm not sure how to read that in terms of Trump's declining influence or that there may be something secret going on, that there is some negotiation that has been quickened as a result of that. All of that seemed possible this morning, but here we are. In the late afternoon, and what, we've had two more today, and no change. So if there are negotiations, if there is some kind of quid pro quo being worked out in exchange for votes, it remains a secret. I have to say, for me, the larger picture is that the group of what I call the rebels without a cause, they don't seem to have a coherent objection to McCarthy. They don't like McCarthy, but they're not all consistently conservative. They're not America First, or Trump's statement would have meant something. And I think it just seems almost personal for a lot of them. I mean, there have been reports, several, Newt Gingrich among them, saying that when they have these negotiations, these holdouts are basically just demanding things for themselves. I mean, there have been some large demands about vacating the speaker's role with 5 votes. But otherwise, it was about, I want to be chairman of this committee. I want this committee to have these members. It's a sort of thing that you don't generally see as bargaining for a vote for speaker on that granular level. It tends to be bigger things about legislation, we will bring this to the floor in a certain number of days, process kind of demands. This seems personal, and there seems to be a lot of disliking of Kevin McCarthy. As I say in my piece, he will never be confused with Newt Gingrich, who was a visionary leader. McCarthy is a kind of meat and potatoes guy, and I get it that a lot of people want more. But when you don't have an alternative, when you seem just to be, when 10% of you are holding up the 90%, that's not really a winning hand. You can defeat McCarthy perhaps by refusing to budge, but I'm not sure you can actually end up electing someone you want.
And the real question becomes now, there are people who have been voting for McCarthy time and again. And by the way, Byron Donalds, who now appears to be the candidate who is attracting the cluster of 20 votes. He got 20 votes in the last ballot from the anti-McCarthy forces. Byron Donalds voted for McCarthy in the first 2 ballots. And now that he himself is actually being put forward as a candidate for speaker, that appears to be something in the past. He's only been in Congress 1 term. He can't really be the plausible McCarthy alternative, can he?
No, and I think it's interesting that, in the beginning, on the first votes, there were a scattered votes for a number of people. I think
Andy
Biggs got 10 or something like that, and that was the most. And then it switched to Jordan. The number didn't change. It was 19 for most of yesterday. It was 19 then for Jordan in the second round. And then I think it was 20 for Jordan in the third round. And now, so today it's Byron Donald. There's still talk of Lee Zeldin, who was the gubernatorial candidate in New York State, a member of Congress until this, assuming this new Congress is ever officially seated, he will leave. But there's been talk about him. It goes to the point that they don't have an alternative. What they have is a dislike of McCarthy for a variety of reasons, as I said, some of them personal. And so I don't know that they are going to be able to come up with anybody who the other 90% will vote for. I mean, with such a small majority, any group of 5 can kill any nominee. So I think what these people have unleashed is not necessarily the election of a speaker they'll approve of, because I don't know that anybody they approve of could be elected. So it really, I think they didn't think this thing through very well.
No, and maybe they'll have a chance for further thought if they really do adjourn after this 6th ballot, where, by the way, it's already over because Donalds has 4 votes so far as they're calling the roll. And that means he needs only one more, and he will get it, and McCarthy will again be denied the majority that he has been pretty close to this entire time. One of the things that has been floating around in the media has been that the Democrats have just remained very solid. It's 212 votes for Hakeem Jeffries. What if, giving up all hope, they made some deals with a handful of moderate Democrats where, hey, guess what? You can be chairman of some committee if you give us one of those five golden votes we need to put McCarthy over the top. Is that a realistic possibility?
I guess since we're really in uncharted waters here, anything is as realistic as anything else. And there have been some reports that there have been some approaches to Democrats. I would assume the price would be pretty high, and that might then scare away some Republicans who say, wait a minute. I've been a McCarthy supporter all along, and now somebody else from the other party is going to jump ahead of me in committee assignments. I'm going to be reporting to a Democrat on a Democrat-run committee. I'm not sure how that works, because I think the danger, of course, is that you want this, you have this majority, you presumably hope to use it for legislation. That is the main point here, and for subpoena power on your committees and things like that. So, and it's going to be, the committees are going to be very close because the margin is so close.
Hey,
so,
can you hold on, Michael? We have to go to a break. I want to come back. There's one clear winner in all of this. And no, it's not anybody sitting in the House of Representatives, and it's not President Trump. Who is it? We'll talk about that and more. Coming up on the MedVed Show with Michael Goodwin of the New York Post. Coming up.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael MedVed Show.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny, or worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team. 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want, to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner, and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot, costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medved Show, honored to have Michael Goodwin with us of the New York Post, who has written a common sense and down-to-earth column in the Post today, urging the Republican holdouts in the House of Representatives to grow up and to concentrate on actually doing their job and going after Joe Biden. The latest, Michael, as the votes are coming in, Byron Donalds now has 8 votes for Speaker, which makes sure that unless some Democrat crosses over and votes for McCarthy, that McCarthy will again be denied a majority. The report is that Byron Donalds is now all in, that when he was being nominated this time, he actually applauded for it. Even though he had said apparently earlier today on the steps of the Capitol building, I don't want to be Speaker, but here he is gathering votes for the speakership right now. I had mentioned, in my opinion, the big winner yesterday, and probably the big winner today, the day after, was Governor DeSantis, who delivered a terrific inauguration speech in Tallahassee, Florida, and is positioned himself about as far away from what's going on in Washington as he possibly could. What do you think?
Well, look, I think for a long time there has been a big hill for members of Congress, even senators, to be elected president, particularly because they've been on so many issues. They've had to cast so many votes. I mean, remember John Kerry. I was before that, before I was against it. That kind of thing, where a lot of procedural votes are not clear to the public, but your opponent can make a commercial out of them and hammer you. And so I think that the record of a person in Congress does not lend itself. No matter how you vote, you're always going to have some strange votes. Does generally not lend itself to being a good national candidate, and particularly in these days when there's so much dissatisfaction with Washington on both sides. I mean, the fact that you can have a Donald Trump become president marks this age as very, very different in that fact alone. And then you have the Hillary Clintons being pushed aside, but then you have the Joe Biden, who's nothing if not a swamp creature brought into the White House. So I just think we're in an era where so many things are in play, so many things are in flux, that anything is possible. But right now, I think particularly on the Republican side, the anti-Washington spirit is so strong that I think you're going to have to go outside of Washington to find a viable Republican presidential candidate in the near future.
Let me play just for a moment, because I think it illustrates and backs up the point that you're making, Michael Goodwin. Ron DeSantis, yesterday speaking at his inauguration, was pretty clear about his ambitions for Florida. This is clip 5, and his ambitions for the nation at large. Listen.
This bizarre but prevalent ideology that permeates these policy measures purports to act in the name of justice for the marginalized, but it frowns upon American institutions. It rejects merit and achievement, and it advocates identity essentialism. We reject this woke ideology. We seek normalcy, not philosophical lunacy. We will not allow reality, facts, and truth to become optional. We will never surrender to the woke mob. Florida is where woke goes to die.
And when he talks about philosophical lunacy and we seek normalcy, that could also apply to the freak show that some people see unfolding on Capitol Hill these last 2 days, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the big applause line there, where Florida is where woke goes to die, he used that on the night of his election victory, too, when he gave a stirring speech, a blowout victory that no poll predicted just last November. And so I think he has learned from others, Glenn Youngkin, of course, on the issue of schools and parents in Virginia not being allowed, to know what's being taught. Terry McAuliffe says parents should just butt out, basically. That election may have turned on that line alone, where you had all of these incidents of parents. I mean, this is, of course, where the FBI was sicked on parents who complained at school board meetings. That man who was arrested when he complained about his daughter being assaulted by a transgender student in the restroom. Turns out it was true. Turns out the school board lied. Eventually the school official was fired. I believe there's an investigation going on there now about that situation. So there have been a lot of things that I think are alarming people, particularly when it comes to their children, how their children are being indoctrinated, groomed, exposed to things that are, in my opinion and the opinion of many others, much too advanced for their tender years. And so I think Governor DeSantis is on to something important. And, of course, he checks a lot of boxes. I mean, pro-business, right, no state income tax, criminal coddling. I mean, there are a lot of issues that are playing out across the country where you look to Florida and you say, wow, he's got his finger on all of these. I mean, he's really taking a stand against this cultural impulse that is sweeping so many of the blue states and the big cities.
And he's also
a refreshing alternative.
The one thing that I can mention, and it's a detail about his inauguration that did not get a lot of coverage, but the New York Times reports that in the audience and applauding for Governor DeSantis was Jeb Bush, the former governor who came up short in a presidential bid in 2016. That's an understatement. Mr. Bush ushered in a modern Republican era in Florida in 1998 with his first election as governor. Since then, Democrats have never recaptured the governor's mansion in Tallahassee. And he also involved another prominent conservative in his inauguration. The Bible Mr. DeSantis used to take the oath of office was a Bible of the Revolution, the first complete Bible in English to be printed in America, according to Sotheby's. Glenn Beck, the conservative commentator, posted on Twitter that he loaned the Bible to Mr. DeSantis for the inauguration. So if you're bringing in Glenn Beck and Jeb Bush to celebrate your inauguration, it's a pretty broad range within the Republican coalition, isn't it?
It is. And I think that, you know, from a national perspective, Florida is a state that works. And that, I think, stands in such stark contrast. I mean, I wrote for the first time about a year ago now that the New York City budget was bigger than the state of Florida's. Now, New York City has a subway system, et cetera, but nonetheless, there's clearly a lot of fat. And the New York State budget is basically twice as big as Florida's.
With a smaller population.
Despite Florida having more people.
Yeah.
So what you're talking about is a very different model of government. And, you know, Michael, I mean, that is sort of what the founders envisioned with federalism, is that the states would be free to experiment. They would become the laboratories for new ideas. And when you see someone like what DeSantis is doing in Florida, you see, that was the vision, that there would be differences among the states. And when you see people flocking to Florida, fleeing from California, New York, New Jersey, then you see, yes, this is how it's supposed to work. And then you would hope that the blue states would then modify and to try to be more like what is appealing. But so far they're not, and that's one of the great failures of the Democratic Party.
Well, that's another subject that you could go on and on about, but we can't right now. Michael Goodwin, his column is linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. They are almost, they're making progress with the sixth ballot. We will continue reporting on this situation and how to make it better for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.